Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Coach Lalisa Show with Professor Terry Benjamin, author, publisher, and filmmaker. And good morning, Mr. Benjamin. How are you?
Good morning. How are you doing?
Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. Well, I know you have an exciting topic for us today. Just want to say good morning to each and every one of you. Good morning to those who are listening in by your iPads and your iPods and all the other awesome, awesome, innovative ways that you can be reached now. We certainly appreciate you. And here at Coach Lalisa, Terry is the author of and the film director for a new movie coming out, Sexy at 60. And his main theme and topic is healthy aging and lifelong learning. So, Terry, I know you have a fantastic topic for us today. The minutes are going by, so I'm going to turn it over to you. Take it away.
Thank you so much. And before I begin, I just want to say congratulations for this past Saturday, your open house for your training institute. I was very inspired by your example. I think, again, you and Patricia are doing some great things. I just want to commend you on that because I really believe that it's about us supporting one another. And so, again, I want to thank you for inviting me, and I really felt honored to be there. Now, this morning, I'm really excited. Last night on Channel 13, Dr. Wayne Dyer presented a program called Wishes Fulfilled. And it's really a fundraiser for PBS stations. So it was on Channel 13 last night, but there'll be on other PBS stations, so you can really check your local listings for that. But again, we always talk about Dr. Wayne Dyer, and he's been around for such a long, long time. And And this new book he has out, Wish Fulfilled, is talking about making your dreams come true. And it all starts with an idea. And the idea, once it's developed, you know, it helps you to realize what you really want. But it's so funny, he had someone, he said he was interviewed by a writer. And the writer was, I guess, trying to be funny. He was saying, Dr. Dyer, you say, whatever I want, it can come to pass. And Dr. Dyer said, yes, that's true. And the guy said, well, what if I wanted to be an airplane pilot? I have no training in that area. I have no aptitude in the area. But you're saying, if that's what I want, that's what I can be. And Dr. Dyer said, well, no, it's not quite like that. It's really what it is that wherever you want to be, you can be if it is natural for you, okay? If it is natural for you. Now, if it's natural for you to be airplane pilot, fine, you know. As for myself, I know I got from that and say, what is natural to you? It's natural for me to do what I do, to teach and to speak and to write. It is natural. I don't have any problem getting up and giving an impromptu speech about the things I love to talk about, which are healthy aging and lifelong learning. It is nothing for me to sit down and write a short story or a play or essay. That is natural to me. And so because it's natural to me, it will be something that I can do, and I can go beyond what anybody would think. As a matter of fact, just one more thing before I get into my message. In April, I'm going to start the first leg of my 60 at 60 tour at the Rowland Public Library. And I'll be giving out some more information about that, times and different things. And I'll be talking about the whole concept of Sexy at 60, but also we're having a senior citizens line dance group with me. I'll have some senior citizens performers, poets, singers, songwriters, musicians, that type of thing. And we'll have some, we'll be showing some clips of the film I'm working on entitled Sexy at 60. But today what I wanted to talk about is really, really important to what we're discussing. And basically it's Sexy at 60, but the topic is finding peace, P-E-A-C-E, with basic success principles, okay? Finding peace, P-E-A-C-E. And peace is defined in a dictionary as calm, free from disturbance. But I like to say finding peace is getting away from dis-ease, okay? Dis-ease or disease. I think when we find our peace, we don't get it sick as much, or we have great amount of energy and enthusiasm, because really quiet is kept for me. Passion is another name for enthusiasm. So when I say passion, I also can say enthusiasm as well. And then when I say peace, what I mean is passion, excellence, attitude, creativity, and energy. And going back to the whole thing about enthusiasm, the word enthusiasm comes from a Greek word, which is entheos, which means to be filled with God. And Wayne Dyer likes to say, when you are inspired, you are in spirit. Okay, to be inspired is to be in spirit. And I think that's really interesting. And also last night, one of the things that really warmed my heart is I listened to Dr. Dyer. He was, I would say every 15, 20 minutes, he actually pulled out a quote from the Bible, you know, and I was really heartened by that. So I like to start with a quote from the Bible. And this is from Proverbs, Proverbs chapter 29, verse 18, where it says, where there is no vision, the people perish, but he that keepeth the law, happy is he. I want to say it again. Proverbs 29, verse 18, where there is no vision, the people perish, but he that keepeth the law, happy is he. And I think the final analysis, I think what we're talking about, I know for myself, and I know for you, Lisa, and I know for people that I work with, it's not about money. Money is important, but I don't think we went into business to make money. As a matter of fact, I like what one actor said. It was a woman named Greer Garson, and this was in the 1943 when she won the Academy Award, and she said, "Starting out to make money is the greatest mistake in life. Do what you feel you have a flair for doing, and if you are good enough at it, the money will come." And my whole thing, when I taught you writing, I said, don't worry about money. I mean, just keep on writing. Just keep on writing and writing and writing until your writing is worthy of being paid for. Because I think with the writing and the speaking and everything that we do, we need to have some kind of apprenticeship. And that's why, although I knew I wanted to write at age 9 that I wanted to be a writer, so I wanted to be a writer, I didn't publish my first book until I was in my 50s. But I was really in apprenticeship. I was really learning my craft. And so when I talk about that, that's what I'm talking about. We have to do that. And also last night, Dr. Dyer quoted Albert Einstein. And he said, and I quote, he said, imagination is more important than knowledge. Imagination is more important than knowledge. And I really believe that. Because I really believe that, you know, when I was putting together this program, Sexy at 60, I saw myself, and I still see myself, on stage speaking to millions and millions of people, bringing senior citizens up to the stage and having them share their experiences and let people know that, you know, it's not over until it's over, okay? It's not done until it is done. It is not done until we are called home. And I like the whole idea of homecoming. We are going home to our Father. So basically that's what it is. But going back to peace, okay, so peace is passion. What I mean by passion and enthusiasm, staying on fire. Jack Canfield says passion is something within you that provides the continued enthusiasm, focus, and energy you need to succeed. But unlike feel-good motivation derived from external sources, true passion has a more spiritual nature. It comes from within, and it can be channeled into amazing feats of success. So again, it comes from within to without. Again, passion, staying on fire, staying in inspiration, staying in enthusiasm. E is for excellence. Again, not just good, but the best you can possibly be. You know, it's so funny. A lot of times people call me, being a perfectionist, and I'm not a perfectionist. It's just that I want to do the best I can do, and I know that what I did yesterday, I can top that today because I have the experience of yesterday. So I want to be excellent. I want it to be as best as it possibly can be. So, again, passion, P, E, excellence. A is attitude. When I say attitude, it's the attitude of gratitude, something I got from Oprah. It's the attitude of gratitude. Being thankful for every day, being thankful for what you have in the bank, in your pocket, in your family circle. Be an attitude of gratitude about your health. And again, it's like turning good things into bad things, and all things are a blessing. Dr. Dye was diagnosed with leukemia a couple of years ago. But what happened, he began to go out to different practitioners to help him get through this, you know. And he said, again, it was the fact that he put his attention to this situation and he got it corrected. So, again, passion, excellence, attitude, and creativity. See, creativity, making every day a special day. And, again, there's different types of creativity. I mean, everybody wants to write a book, but that's not really the only way to express creativity. You go in some people's house, where they have their furniture arranged, where they have the pictures on the wall arranged, the way the house smells in terms of the things that they use to clean their house and to make their house a home. That's creativity right there. You know, maybe walk to work in a different way, a different route. That's creativity. You know, saving money in different ways is creativity. You know, okay. Teaching your lesson a little differently is creativity. And the last one is E, for energy. Again, energy, moving forward with purpose, and that's where exercise comes in, that's where nutrition comes in, that's where spirituality comes in, because I find, again, if you're centered in your spirit, you will be healthy. And so, again, when we talk about peace, P-E-A-C-E, we talk about these things, but more so than that, we talk about really living the life that you want to live. And I want to just say one last thing about passion, and then we can have our discussion. And I want to go back to Jack Canfield, because I think he is probably one of the most influential people in my life next to Dr. Wayne Dyer, because Jack Canfield is in his 60s. Wayne Dyer is actually 71. But Jack is in his 60s. I call him 60 at 60. And he says about passion, and I quote, "Passion is a powerful tool for success, and as such, deserves to be an area you consistently work on. Passion makes your days fly by." It helps you get more done in less time. It helps you make better decisions, and it attracts others to you. They want to be associated with you and your success. So how can you maintain passion and enthusiasm every day? The most obvious is to, and this is beautiful, to spend more time doing what you love to do. Spend more time doing what you love to do. And as I have discussed in earlier chapters, that includes discovering your true purpose, deciding what you really want to do and have, believing you can do and have it, deliberately creating your dream career, delegating as much as you can that is not your core genius to someone else, and taking concrete steps toward the attainment of your goals. Again, I note your goals, not someone else's goals. I had the opportunity, took my wife, we had a date night, we went to see the Tyler Perry movie, Good Deeds. And basically what it is a fable. Like sometimes you find fables in the Bible. These are stories that are told to illustrate a message. And the film Good Deeds by Tyler Perry is an excellent fable. It has a very strong message. And two messages I got from it. Number one, don't let other people dictate what your life should be about. And number two, just because you love somebody, that doesn't mean that you have to marry that person, okay? Because there's different types of love, and the love in marriage, as you know and I know, is that it's a little different than me. I think my thing, I always joke with my wife, I said, you know what? You know, a lot of people are in love, but how many people are in like? Because when you're with your partner and you know it's a lifelong situation, there may be times that you don't always love them as much as you used to, but hopefully you always like that person, you know, that you really like them to have the best life that they can with or without you. But the thing is, because they're with you, you want to make sure you keep each other happy and to do the things that you know that you can do. So, again, I mean, peace. That's the name of the game for me. It's peace, passion, excellence, attitude, creativity, and energy, and the basic success principle number one is realize that when you're in business not to make money, but to be of service. And you want to offer that service with a smile, and you want to offer that service with enthusiasm, and you want to gather around you people who share your enthusiasm and people who share your passion. And one last quotation, this is from Helen Keller, who was born blind, but she became a lecturer. She also became a writer. And Helen Keller says, and this is for the team effort for success, it says here, alone we can do so little. Together we can do so much more. And that's it. I mean, again, I think I know for myself with the Sexy at 60 concept, as I've gone through this, I think for like past 5 years, I've attracted so much support. Attracted so much energy behind this concept that, again, we're going to start our tour at the Roller Coaster Library in April. But my goal, my vision is to take this thing worldwide. And where I can't be there in person, I plan to be there on video or film. How about that? So that's it.
That I would say is absolutely that's a lot. That's a lot of Dwayne Dyer. Definitely enjoy his teachings, enjoy, you know, his concepts, and you know, talking about people, you know, living out their passion, and
yes.
I tell you, I just absolutely am glad that, you know, there's this teaching out there, and people, and, you know, also congratulations to you as well.
Thank you so much.
Going around with your documentary that's coming out and your program, you know, a lot of times seniors, sometimes, you know, they feel left out.
Yeah.
So what's for me to do? I've already, you know, everybody's going on with their young life, and
it's
for the young, okay? But I'm thank you for people like yourself taking this bold initiative to work with, you know, seniors, give them back their vitality.
Yeah.
Back to life.
And that's what it is, Lisa. But you have to understand, I think you made a good point. You were saying that, you know, it's almost like an idea that which time has come. I think a lot of times I always try to plug into what I call the universal mind. And right now people are more compassionate, and they know that we need each other. See, we were not built to be alone here in this life. That's why we have mates. That's why we even have pets, you know, because we need to have somebody to think about more than ourselves. And one of the messages that I have for seniors and I have for myself is not to be so self-absorbed, not to be so much into you that you can't help somebody else. I think a lot of seniors get to the point where they don't have any activities, so they sit around feeling sorry for themselves, and they sit around too much focus on themselves, their aches and their pains and that kind of thing. When you're in enthusiasm, when you're in passion, you forget about it. I know when I'm writing, I could be in my office, I could sit in that typewriter for maybe 5 to 6 hours nonstop, and it doesn't seem like that, but because I'm in what I love to do, and again, that's why people I think sort of mess up to that. Well, let me get a good job so I can make some money, but they put it sort of backwards. The thing is, you do what you love, and you do it well enough and long enough that people recognize you for it, and they want to pay you for it. You know, it's so funny. Stedman Graham, he's been famous for being Oprah Winfrey's boyfriend, but he's more than that. As a matter of fact, he's an amazing speaker. He's an amazing motivational teacher, and he's also an amazing author. And, you know, the thing that he says is that we have to develop our brand, you know. When you hear about Terry Benjamin doing something, you hear about Lisa Williams doing something, you know that program is going to have a special quality because that's our brand. That's what we bring to the table. So when you come to hear me speak, it's going to be entertaining. It's going to be funny. There's going to be some music, you know. One of the things we're going to do, we're going to have senior citizen line dancing. You know, we're going to have some senior citizens come in and do line dancing. And we're going to have audience to come up and participate. And so, again, but that's part of my brand. That's part of my essence in the public. That's my public persona. And I protect that. And so if I put anything out there under my name, it has to have the excellence. Because, again, I mean, I owe it not only to myself but the people who come to see me. And that's why I can say, you know, with all love and sincerity, that I wish you the best of luck. And I mean that because I think one of the things as entrepreneurs, we show entrepreneurial maturity when we're happy for the success of other people, other entrepreneurs. And I really believe that.
Well, I totally believe that, it, absolutely, and just human maturity is appreciating others for the gifts and talents that not only God has given them, that they're able to use, because we know sometimes people can't always use the gifts and talents that they have, or they don't always use them. So just to be able to use them, but you're absolutely right. I definitely heard, I heard Candy, I believe her last name was Dickerson, if I'm not mistaken, but she passed away some years ago, but she was an instructor at Essex County for years.
Yeah, I remember her, yes.
And when I first taught the very first welfare to work class in 1997 at Essex County College, I was pretty much green to the whole process. And they said, here, you know, you got to do this class. And it was a program that had just started as a result of the new law that had been passed for welfare reform at that point under President Bill Clinton at the time. And so they said, well, get Candy in. You know, she's had some hard times, you know, had some challenges with her own children. Bring her in to talk to your women to give them a, you know, dose of her type of motivation. So sure enough, that was my first time ever meeting this woman. We had her on the roster for that first day of orientation. She was always women. And sure enough, one of the things that she said was, and it was the first time I had heard it, she said, do what you love and the money will come.
Yes.
And ever since then, you know, I took it and I basically ran with it. It became my mantra ever since then.
Yes.
That was what I've been doing since 97, finding my passion, finding jobs, that were in the line of what I love to do. And like you said, once you, because when you love to do something, you're going to put your whole heart in it, which is going to make you good at it. And
right. And people see that. You know, it's so funny because I was telling my wife this past couple of weeks, I had to actually turn down some jobs because there's only so many hours in the day. But if you do your job well, people will come to you with money.
Sure, because like I tell my students as I teach this everywhere I go, mm-hmm. I tell them, and, you know, because they went, well, how is that? They've always heard the opposite. Go just go make a lot of money. I says, well, the way it works is that. Because after having worked for the lawyer and having mm-hmm. done other jobs, I realize in the legal field, when they call someone to the witness stand to speak on your behalf, they're calling experts.
Yes.
Colleges, expert doctors, expert people in all these different areas. And so that taught me that. Okay, people pay for experts.
Yes.
And if you're doing what you love, you have a greater chance of becoming an expert at it versus you're doing it and your heart's not there. You'll do it, but you'll probably never become really good at it. So therefore, like you said, people won't necessarily seek you out for it.
Yeah.
And
the rule is, you know, every book that I spoke to that speaks to this issue, it talks about 10,000 hours. You know, if you put 10,000 hours in a particular field, you become an expert in that field. I know for myself, I know for yourself, you've done the same thing. And I think in terms of this whole sexy at 60 concept, I probably put more than 10,000 hours. And there's nothing that you can tell me about it because, first of all, I created the concept of sexy at 60 and peace. And every time I talk about it, I add more to it. So I become authority in that. And a lot of times I think so what we have to do, we have to sort of rig the game in our favor. One of the things that helped me so much, Lisa, I was reading an author who said, you know what, stop spending time working in areas that you're not good at, okay? Delegate that to somebody else. Delegate that. I mean, that whole concept of being well-rounded, I try to do that, but, you know, I find there are certain things I don't like to do. So why should I do them when I can spend more time in the things that I love to do and get better at those things? You know, and that's my attitude, and that's why it's good to have a partner that I do have, because it's certain things that he likes to do that I don't like to do, and vice versa. So I do the things I love, he does the things he loves, and we complement each other. That's why it's important to have a partner in business, which, as you well know, to just say, hey, look, just run something by that person. You know, I think, you know, that's why for me, the married life is the best life, because I have to have somebody who has my back. Because I'm a lot of times a big picture person. I need somebody to come back and say, well, you know what, Terry, you can do that, but you know what, you got to do these 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 steps. And I might not want to do that, but if I have somebody who's looking out for me, say, okay, I'll take this portion. You go and do that. And we need that. We need that in business, and we need that in life.
Right, exactly. Well, you know what? I tell you, good news and bad news.
Well, it's not that time, is
it? Yes, good news we have. The good news is that you brought us an awesome message on today with
that
acronym PEACE, so we want to encourage people to go back and listen to the archives, and also we have just less than 30 seconds left to the show. Don't forget, you know, get these basic success principles. You can join Terry right there on Facebook. You can connect with him. You can want. He's always giving out these empowerment, encouraging messages that will help uplift your day and take your life straight into success on the super, super, super fast track. Well, this is Go to the Lisa. Glad you were here, Terry.
Thank you.
Terry Benjamin, we'll be looking forward to next week. I can't wait. I took some good notes. So now I'm going to go out and share what I've learned today. Share it with someone else. And
please do that.
Yeah, why don't you do the same? You go and share something. We thank you to those who are listening in. We thank you for being here with us. Sorry we didn't have time to take your questions, but we'll definitely try to do that next week. So try to have some questions ready for Mr. Benjamin. A wealth of information, if you only knew. All right, everybody, Have a wonderful, powerful day.
Bye-bye.